The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
This is the sound. This is the sound of the suburbs.
The suburbs have been getting bad press for years. Nosy neighbours, Sunday spent washing the car, and endless rows of uniform housing. But the pandemic has brought a new lease of life for the businesses in the burbs. They're the place to be, as Liam Geraghty has been finding out.
In the suburbs, we have noticed that it has been very busy.
Johnny don't go to Ballincollig, where he always gets so disappointed. Johnny don't go, Johnny don't go, Johnny don't go, stay in town.
Ballincollig, Booterstown, Ballybrish and Ballysheedy. It's not often the suburbs have their names in lights, and maybe in the past with good reason.
Suburbs have actually had a bad rap for quite a long time.
Ruth McManus lectures in geography in DCU.
In early times, that was often where the outcasts were, or where the unpleasant activities happened. For example, the tanning of leather, things that were smelly and noxious industries were happening out there.
Things didn't change too much until the 19th century.
When you see industrialization and cities are becoming much more crowded places, they're becoming quite unpleasant, unhealthy places to live in, the better off people are starting to look beyond. They're sort of thinking, well, maybe I can live somewhere that's a little bit more pleasant, where the environment isn't so badly polluted, and it was felt, therefore, that the edges were healthier.
Little boxes on the hillside, little boxes made of ticky-tacky, little boxes on the hillside, little boxes all the same.
But now, with the pandemic, we're witnessing all sorts of changes across the country. Suburbs are taking their place in the spotlight, with people favouring their local haunt over a jaunt to the city centre. With most people working from home, suburbs have become a lot busier, with city centres eerily empty.
When it comes to a restaurant, it's the old adage, location, location, location. And I suppose it didn't have the footfall before.
If it didn't have the footfall before, it certainly does now. Jason Slater is general manager of the Blue Haven Collection, who run Vicky's Wine and Tapas Bar in the Sunday's Well suburb of Cork.
We've completely rebranded and moved away from the daytime cafe concept into a more of an evening time tapas and wine bar. What we're tapping into there is a different type of market. It's a residential and local, because the whole idea of recalibrating the Vicky's offering was to have, a neighbourhood hub for the Sunday's Well residents. But since we've launched it, it's doing very well, and we're only in its third week yet.
Richard Guiney is CEO of Dublin Town.
Dublin Town is the city centre's business improvement district, and our role is to encourage people to spend their time in Dublin city centre.
That's something that's proven harder with the absence of office workers.
But it was having a very significant impact on footfall, and that was really noticeable Monday to Friday. So while our weekend footfall was recovering to some extent, so we were looking at, you know, the week before the further restrictions were introduced, we were looking at weekend footfall being down about a quarter of the 2019 levels, but we were down nearly a half Monday to Friday, so it was very discernible.
Richard Hanlon is co-owner of Busy Feet and Coco Cafe on South William Street in Dublin city centre, and also of Brew 204 in Harold's Cross.
The difference between the two is quite substantial. When we look at the suburban cafe, it's a neighbourhood cafe. It reopened after being basically closed for just over a month. But we saw a significant growth in trade immediately on that business. It's almost 50% up within the first 2 weeks of opening. Now, it was building up all the time, but it was a massive jump in sales, and it was just takeaway. Contrary to that, when we opened up Busy Feet and Coco, it was takeaway. There was no seats. It was difficult. It still is a difficult challenge in the city centre, and it's one that we're going to be mindful of. But as the trade, we're down to basically around 30 to 40% of our trade some days. So that's a significant drop, whereas the other one rose quite rapidly.
this is going to require a reshaping or a rethinking about our cities and how they work.
Ruth McManus again.
Particularly now, if people have kind of gained that freedom of being able to work from home. And of course, we're really seeing the need for public open space. That should be the one thing that we should learn from this whole pandemic, that people do need access to, you know, public space. We haven't really been very good in this country at thinking about that.
You said you grew up in a suburb. Do you still live in one?
Oh, I'm still in a suburb. I'm in Artane now. I suppose I've spread my tentacles, like the city itself, I've spread my tentacles ever further afield.
Liam Geraghty reporting there.